With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for tuning in. The richness of the sacred choral and organ repertoire is vast, spanning many centuries. And on today's program, we'll explore a wide range of that music, a potpourri of praise from Tudor times to the present day, including works from Thomas Tallis and William Byrd to Alec Whiten and Ola Yalo. We'll begin with music for organ and orchestra written in 1940 by Belgian composer Joseph Jongen. Jongen was a traditionalist and didn't follow the trends of many of his contemporaries. His works were published widely and included 241 pieces. Toward the end of his life, he felt out of step and destroyed all but 137 of his works. Thankfully, many did survive, including this sweeping Alleluia for organ and orchestra. We'll hear organist Franz Hauck, joined by the Ingolstadt Philharmonic. Alfredo Ibarra conducts.
Thank you.
Alleluia for Organ and Orchestra by Joseph Jongen. Organist Franz Hauck was joined by the Ingolstadt Philharmonic, all conducted by Alfredo Ibarra. Now we jump back in time to the Renaissance as we listen to a motet on Psalm 113 by William Byrd. Laudate Pueri is performed by the Oberlin Collegium Musicum, taken from a live concert recording from 2013. They're led by Stephen Plank. The Oberlin Collegium Musicum performed Laudate Pueri by William Byrd. Stephen Plank conducted. John Darwall, an 18th-century clergyman and hymnodist, is probably best known for his tune-setting Psalm 148, known as Darwall's 148th. It's most familiar, perhaps, for setting Charles Wesley's text, Rejoice the Lord is King. We'll hear it sung to another well-known text, Ye Holy Angels Bright, by Richard Baxter, with a third stanza by J.H. Gurney. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London.
We are the angels, bright,
Ye Holy Angels Bright was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by Malcolm Archer. Hugh Williams played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 100 receives a jazzy and dance-like treatment in the opening movement of Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, following a powerful introit on a verse from Psalm 108. The piece was commissioned by Reverend Walter Hussey, Dean of Chichester Cathedral, for the 1965 Chichester Festival. John Scott leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in this performance. Frederick Teardo plays the organ, joined by Anna Reinersman playing harp and Maya Gunji playing percussion. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in the opening movement of Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein, setting the Hebrew text of Psalm 100. Another of the great psalms of praise is Psalm 148, O praise the Lord of heaven, praise him in the height. We'll hear it set to an Anglican chant by Thomas Atwood Walmsley and sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Sir David Wilcox conducts.
Sorry.
Psalm 148, set to Anglican chant by Thomas Atwood Walmsley. David Wilcox led the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Organ music of Alec Whiten is next, as we hear his fanfare composed for the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York during his tenure there as organist. It's performed here by Samuel Soria on the marvelous Dobson organ at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles. Fanfare by Alec Whiten was performed by Samuel Soria at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Prelude by Norwegian-born composer Ola Yelo is an exuberant setting of the Latin text Exultate Jubilate. It has a wonderful earthy dancing quality to it, and it's wonderfully performed here by the Phoenix Chorale led by Charles Bruffy. The Phoenix Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy, sang Prelude by Ola Yalo, a setting of Exultate Jubilate. Music of Thomas Tallis is next, as we hear his five-voice setting of the Te Deum, an interesting mix of polyphony with more homophonic chordal sections as well. This comes from a vintage recording made in 1960 by the Choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by George Guest, who was organist and choirmaster there for 40 years, from 1951 to 1991. Peter White plays the organ.
Thank you.
Te Deum, as set by Thomas Tallis in the 16th century. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, was directed by George Guest. Richard Webster, director of music at Boston's Trinity Church, is known for his creative hymn arrangements for choir, organ, and brass. We'll hear his arrangement of Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, set to Franz Joseph Haydn's tune, Austria. Mr. Webster leads the choirs of the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois, in this recording. Richard Webster's arrangement of Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. He led the choirs of the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Larry King was a creative and influential voice in American church music in the last half of the 20th century. A Canticle of Praise is an anthem he composed recounting the story of the three young men saved by the angel of the Lord from Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace. Their prayer of praise from the book of Daniel forms the text. The Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sings, directed by Dale Ottleman and accompanied by David Fishburn. Dale Ottleman led the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta in A Canticle of Praise by Larry King. David Fishburn played the organ. Certainly one of the most festive of psalms is Psalm 100, Jubilate Deo, and we'll hear it in an interesting setting by David Halls, organist and choirmaster at Salisbury Cathedral. The girl choristers and lay clerks of Salisbury Cathedral perform, conducted by Mr. Halls and accompanied by organist Daniel Cook. Jubilate by David Halls.
Go!
David Halls led the girl choristers and lay clerks of Salisbury Cathedral in his own setting of Psalm 100, Jubilate. Fête by Jean Langlais is a brilliant and energetic celebration for organ composed in 1946. We'll hear it in a performance by prize-winning organist Ji Yun Choi. She plays the organ at Valparaiso University. The Festive Sounds of Fete by Jean Longley, performed by Ji-Yen Choi at Valparaiso University. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of praise and celebration. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.